kind of describe God's plan. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was it not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the light was that was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man who was sent from God, whose name was John. That same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, received to them, he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth." The Bible here gives us an idea of light, and it's amazing when you've got your curtains on your windows and it's a bright sunshiny day and you open your curtains, guess what comes through? Is that light. And so today we're going to talk about some windows. The windows into heaven. The windows of Christmas. You know, that window of Christmas, you know, that one time a year they celebrate has gotten a lot bigger. But there is a point in time when a window in which we focus upon His coming into this world. And so we're going to tell this Christmas story from the perspective of that window from heaven and what it gives us. So the window of heaven. Our story begins many years ago. There's a slide for that, Joey. There you go. If you hear the word window, you probably want to look. Our story begins many years ago when God first created an opening in heaven called the window of heaven, an opening or a passageway between heaven and earth. And through it flowed the blessings of God. We see through that window a beautiful Garden of Eden. And in that Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve would walk with God in the cool of the evening. And He inspired them to always stay close to the window of heaven so they could hear His voice and receive the blessing on earth, the blessings that God sent from heaven. And in the middle of this garden were two trees, clearly visible from this window. And one was the tree of life, beautiful to behold. And it was laden with fruit, eating from the tree. But God pointed to another tree and said not to eat from that tree. And that was eating from the knowledge of good and evil. And that would close the window of heaven, and the blessings of God could no longer fall to earth. His will couldn't be done on earth as it is in heaven. One day, the first man and woman decided not to look at heaven's window for direction, but decided to disobey. And everything fell apart at that time. Let's all stand together. As we sing, "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel." Thank you. So the window was closed. When man disobeyed God and sin entered into the picture, the window was closed. Instead, what Adam and Eve did was eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They did it deliberately, disobeyed. And when that happened, the window of heaven was closed from the inside. And the reason why it was closed, because God could not look upon their sinfulness. They saw the light go from the window as the curtains were closed, and the garden was suddenly somber, subdued, muted, and drab. They were afraid and hid themselves far from the window. They knew they'd messed up. And when God found them in the garden, they refused to take responsibility for their disobedience. They blamed each other. Sin had well and truly entered the world, and everything changed. So as the years and the centuries went by, God realized that the hearts of men and women had moved so far from the window of heaven. They couldn't know, they could no longer see His light, or receive His blessings, or hear His purposes. So He longed to bring them close to Him again, to call men and women back, and once again be able to open the window of heaven. But their sinfulness would always shut them off from heaven's blessings. So the situation seemed hopeless. Men and women seemed helpless, lost, with no purpose in life. They couldn't open heaven's window on their own. But of course, nothing is impossible with God. And let's be clear. God had taken man's humanity's sinfulness into account. People needed God. It was so evident that without Him, they could be nothing. No way they could ever be able to be with Him. And the window of heaven be open again.
Thank you. Baby.
a relatively short window of opportunity from when the light from the portal window would actually be able to be open. But it had to be in the right position. They would have to wait for the fullness of time. They couldn't miss this opportunity because it would only come once. You know, God's never late, never early with His promises. But patient and the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of the opportunity. And each one knew that the window was the passageway between heaven and earth. So they waited with anticipation, building in their hearts. Now on earth, on the other side of the portal called heaven's window, Joseph knew that he must find a place. You got to find it quickly. But Bethlehem was full, and there was no place for him to go. And all that was offered to Joseph that night was a stable. It was a stable. No other place was available. Yet somehow he knew that God was launching his purposes at the right time, in the right place, and he couldn't fully comprehend the magnificence of heaven would shine through the window of heaven into a humble stable. But man, it was the right time. The window was open. The boy came. And for the first time, it was a breath of heaven upon this earth.
Breath of heaven.
That was a wonderful, miraculous day that day. Windows opened up, God shone, He gave us His greatest gift. It was not unnoticed. God made the announcements, wise men traveling from afar following a star. When He drew back the curtain of heaven, opened up a little bit, He was wondering, I bet, if anybody was able to actually look up to heaven. The window is crystal clear, the light shining. You've seen the pictures of the manger, that light shining down. I don't doubt it's true. He saw that some wise men had noticed the light, the brightness of the window, like a star in the sky, seen from afar and was used by God to guide them on that first Christmas. And it happened. God opened the window of heaven, and the angelic host saw their window of opportunity. And anxious to fulfill their mission, they swooped through the portal, light flashing, and however you depict angels, it was an awesome sight then in that sky. And on that first Christmas night, some shepherds saw the open window. They were streaming with angels, flooding the fields of light. The angels reassured them and told them of a Savior born in Bethlehem, that He was the light of the world. He was the promised Messiah. And when the angels returned through the portal window, they noticed that He intended to leave it open. It'd only be shut for one more brief time in history. What a wonderful night that must have been. You can't have enough glory. You know, there was a great sacrifice that God made. He didn't have to do it. And in that window, when it opened, it was actually a window of love. You see, because the light of the window of heaven is framed with a cross. It wasn't just a simple matter of Him condescending to be and humbling Himself to become a little baby. But it's what's going to happen 33 years later. You see, when God opened the window of heaven this last time to send His Son, He did so with a trembling voice, and there were probably tears in His eyes. Light that shone from the window to the manger was a prelude to the darkness of the cross, where the window would be closed and curtains drawn once more for 3 days. God knew from the very beginning that Jesus would die for our sins. But He had to be born into this world as a perfect human being, the light from the window of love. But as Jesus died for our sin, darkness descended on the earth. The voice of God was heard through a window of judgment as He cried out, "It is finished." God actually turned His back on His only Son because He had taken upon the sins of the world upon Himself. But during this, one of the most amazing things happened. The curtains that had closed windows heavens were torn from top to bottom, and the light of eternity was offered to all those who believe in His Son. God so loved the world that you and me. When the Apostle Paul saw this, he wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he said, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." This is what this is all about. The gift that 2,000 years ago He sent to this world. It was all out of love. For God so loved.
Amen. Close my eyes, see the night when love was born.
This last window is the most important window of all. It's a window of faith. That little bit of period of time in your life, in time, that you have to trust and believe in Him. You see, that night in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth to her baby. God's light from the window reached down that first Christmas and fell in a splendid array of grace upon that stable, filling it with peace and joy, and which in that moment God's voice was heard from the window and echoed throughout eternity. God said, "This is my Son, and He will remind men and women that He has come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in Him will no longer remain in the dark." And the light from the window of heaven had ushered in the light of the world. His light was so pure and sweet that the shepherds and the wise men, Mary and Joseph, and we too, are drawn into His presence, the presence of Jesus. As a matter of fact, for those who believe, He comes and lives inside of you. The angels proclaim to Joseph and to us that He will save people from their sins. Throughout the centuries that followed, many have seen the light from the window of heaven calling them to repent of their sins and to follow the light, just as on that first Christmas. But perhaps you've been a window shopper. You know, you go up to the window and you never go into the store to buy it, but you always just look and you say, "I'd like to have that one day." Maybe that's what you've been doing. Never really committing yourself to Him. Never really truly entrusting, believing in Him, accepting His eternal gift. The faith window is also a window of opportunity. And this opportunity has a limited time span. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, it says, "Behold, now is the acceptable time." Now is the time. "Behold, now is the day of salvation." There are way too many people today who the Lord has come into their hearts. They have seen the light, and then they turned away from it. They've looked through the window, looked up through heaven, looking, you know, wanting it, but never truly just accepting it. Christmas is an opportunity for us to be transparent with God. You see, our life is already an open window. He already knows about our lives. There's no hiding to Him. And since the dawn of history, every time a person responds to Christ, that window of heaven is open and it flows through those the blessings and purposes of God. The key to Christmas is Jesus. He gives us all a window of faith to prompt you and me to trust Him and to find peace with God. That's the whole reason why we do this Christmas thing in the first place, isn't it? To remind people of just who He is, what He's done for us, and this wonderful gift of love, this gift of grace, this moment of opportunity for us to accept Him as Savior when He calls you. Does this story make sense to you now? Taken in bits and pieces, it may not. But when you understand that there was a lost and dying world that had no hope of anything because of Adam and Eve's sin, there was a promise of a Messiah way early on And that promise just continued throughout the entire Old Testament and the life of Israel. Israel grew up. Every young man, every family, their son was born, would look and say, is he going to be the one? Is he going to be the one? And then finally, that night, God opened that window up and sent his son. And he was the one. Because no one else could be the one.
It doesn't work anymore.
And he did so with the knowledge that he would have to die for.
It doesn't work.
In order for us, our sins to be forgiven.
Change the battery.
So you see, it's not only a time of celebration, but it's a time of reflection. Have you been window shopping? Or have you taken the faith to accept Him as Savior? To accept His everlasting and loving gift of everlasting life? And I hope and pray for this Christmas you can without a doubt say, I am His child and I have received His gift. If you haven't, we're a week from Christmas, but I believe in early Christmas gifts. And I believe today you could receive the greatest gift that you've ever been given. If the Lord is speaking to your heart today to be saved, would you do that? You see, it's not just haphazard. It's all for a reason and a plan. He'll open that window up in heaven, shine a light into your heart, and He can come and live with you, within you, if you'll let Him. Let's all stand together. We're going to end with a song, one that we all know. It's a plea. Come, all ye faithful. So let's come together and praise and worship Him. And always journey, come to Him. Whether it's a babe in a manger or a Savior in heaven.